That's rude.
You get the wine glass picture rude. Done.
The wine glass picture?
What's the wine glass picture?
You haven't seen that?
No.
Like, it's like the back, the black background, and then it's like a picture of like a wine glass, and then the faces of the people are like
are
in
inside
it.
Inside the wine glass.
Like, it's the cheesiest, like, Sears, JCPenney type picture.
Do they do that?
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious.
Or you can get the solo silhouette where it's the headshot and then their profile up in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
see
dude,
those
that's
too.
So Cajon. Sharon, would you consider the wine glass photograph?
Oh, stop.
You know what? You guys are really...
No. Come on, Sharon. Oh, we're just punchy. Yeah, yeah. We're just... We've been awake for a while.
I love you.
We're not.
No, I'm serious. I think that's a good idea. I'm going to go to JCPenney's now and then.
Oh,
I'll see, have that for my mantle.
Now you're mad at
her.
Oh,
she's mad at me.
P1 Malcolm, are you there?
Yeah, this is Malcolm.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if she's thought about it, but you can crop that person out of your pictures. It might cost a little more, but have the photographer do that, you know, as a cost for screwing up her pictures.
A lot of money.
No, you're right. I mean, there's some solutions, but it's just the point of the whole thing.
Well, you shouldn't have to pay for it.
Right.
You didn't do anything except for show up for your wedding day and hire someone who was supposed to take care of business.
And then, you know, all my guests afterwards were like, that chick was so out of control. Like, we couldn't... She was just obnoxious, and everyone was like, who was that girl?
Well, if she pays for it, is it going to make you... Is everything better if she pays for it?
No, but I'll at least feel like she knows that she did something unacceptable.
And,
you know, people don't care unless they have pain. You know, it's going to cost her money, mm-hmm. and she's going to have to work extra hours or something to pay for it.
There you go.
She's right about that.
All right, Sharon, listen, I wish you the best. I hope it all works out for you. I'm sorry you went through that.
Well, you guys are awesome.
You are.
Hang in there.
All right, thank you.
Countdown.
We love you.
Bye.
I love you. How big are you up
top? Hey, come on.
Johnny.
Come on.
Just kidding around.
Is this who I think it is on line three? Is this P1 Aaron?
No, it's P1 Tori.
Oh, here we go.
Sounds like P1 Aaron.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Are you guys so tired?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah, we are.
I've just had to record the past 5 hours.
Wow. P1 Aaron is one of our favorite P1s. We
her name's Aaron.
We really like her a lot. We love Aaron. Aaron, have you been with us for a long time in the 28-hour show?
The whole time.
Have you?
Wow. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
You sound a little grumpy.
I'm not grumpy at all. I'm in a good mood.
I can't believe you guys are still alive.
The only thing that upsets me is when people will not go by their real names. That upsets me.
Okay, then how come when P1 Buckethead called...
Uh-huh. Good point.
And you don't say anything to them?
That's not a name. That's not a name. That's a nickname.
Point.
That's not a name. That's a nickname.
Maybe Tori's a nickname.
That's a nom de guerre.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Tori is my Mikey Show character name.
Really? Why do you have a character name?
Because that's my call-in name.
Why?
Because I like it.
Aaron.
Well, I mean, I don't mind you going by Buckethead.
I love you, Buckethead.
I don't mind you being, you know, like one of those crazy names like
Hog
that.
Hogpipe.
Yeah, Hogpipe.
What? About I hate P1 when people F-head. Do
that. Come on. What's that?
I don't like when people do that.
Okay, I don't like when people, I don't like when people named Jeff call in and say, hi, P1 Steve here.
Okay, well, his name isn't Sky.
I don't like that.
Sky's name is not Sky.
She's not calling into the show. If
and
she was, I think she's a
Ashley.
Jackass.
Oh,
if
yeah,
she was and I knew, you know what I mean?
You don't receive prison mail from calling into the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Kind of different.
Yeah.
You know what
Maybe she does.
Well, I don't think so. How would they know where to send the mail to?
Great point.
And then one time I called and I said I was P1 Aaron and you were like,
wow, that was way too easy.
Wait. What? Aaron, everybody was laughing at Eddie. What'd you say?
Well, one time I called in and said I was P1 Aaron and then you asked me if it's Redhead Aaron and I said no.
Who's Redhead Aaron?
The twins.
Oh, the twins. Yeah?
So I'm P1 Tori, okay?
Yeah, but we know you're not one of the redheaded twins because they left the town. They went to college out of state.
Yeah, you're P1 Aaron.
You're P1 Aaron. You're the only Aaron we know. Look, you're not Tori Amos, okay?
Let it go.
And you know what? Frankly, you never will be.
Yeah. And you want to know something? Tori Amos has the market on Tori Amos, okay?
I didn't say I'm Tori Amos.
Oh, no. You very clearly are trying to pass yourself off. as Tori Amos. And
you walk around here acting all high and mighty, all Tori Amos.
Like your stuff smells like Tori Amos.
Yep. Well, guess what, honey? Ain't working.
That's right.
Aaron. It smells like you.
It smells like Aaron.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
This is what I... Listen, this is... I'm playing this for you. Exactly.
I hope humiliated.
You know,
I love you.
Aaron, let me tell you something.
I
had so much fun writing those emails with you the other day because you really believed that I was serious.
You were being so mean.
It was so funny. She wrote this email, right? I got to tell everybody listening what's going on.
Okay.
She wrote this email, and her email... When you send an email to somebody, it says your name right on the email.
I know that.
I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
Talking to the thousands of people listening in the audience. So, anywho, I get this email. It said Aaron on it, right? So she calls or writes me an email, and she's asking me to listen to a particular song by a particular artist. And at the end of it, she says, love you guys, signed P1 Tori. And so I wrote her back, and I said, why does your email say Aaron? And she writes me back and says, what does it matter? You know, please just listen to the song. And so I harp on, and I latch on to, and I just don't let go of the whole, your name's not Tori. And it's driving her bananas.
Talk with a bone.
It's driving her bananas.
Did she beat you up, Mike?
Oh, she's beating me up about it. And I'm like, there is not one single percentage of seriousness in me. And she's like, you are so awful.
You literally gave me a headache that day.
Oh, what a beating.
Aaron, do you remember me telling you that I was going to go to the ocean and have to just sit there and think about it?
And cry.
And cry.
And ask why.
Aww. How'd that make you feel?
And I said that I was going to have to look out at the ocean because you know why? Because the ocean tells the truth. The ocean doesn't look at me and say, hi, Mikey. My name is Jungle. Hi there, Mikey. My name is P1 Rainforest. No, it says I'm P1 Ocean, and it's proud of it.
And I wrote you back, and I said, Mikey, you've lost your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Stop living a lie, Aaron.
That's right, Aaron. You're a P1 Aaron to us, and we love you.
I love all of you guys so much.
All right, Aaron. You're a sweet girl.
You just guys are like my best friend.
Well, we feel the same way about you.
When she doesn't lie to us.
Yeah, when she's not blatantly lying. You know, friends don't lie to friends. Yeah, that's why it hurts so much is that we feel like we're friends. And that's why it hurts so much when you're not honest about your name.
Well, you just played a little Tori clip, so I'm so happy and I love you even more.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Hang in there, guys. Sleep tight.
P1 Aaron out?
P1 Aaron out.
All
right.
Yeah.
Clean that one up.
Awesome.
Okay. What?
What?
Tyra Banks in a fat suit?
That.
Every day with Tyra Banks, right?
Saving the world.
Every day now.
Oprah Jr., what up?
It's Diet Oprah.
Yeah.
It's Oprah Light. Every day she's in the news now.
Yeah.
What'd she do? I feel nauseous.
Mm-hmm. See, I told you.
Yeah.
I'm right there.
You want some medicine?
Like, no. Stop that.
So Tyra Banks, for her show, which is going to air on Monday the 7th, I guess she put on a fat suit and to walk around town to see what it would be like to be a 350-pound woman
in
the world.
I wonder what it'll be like, Tyra.
Yeah.
You know, because even when we use our wildest imagination, we can't figure out what it'll be like for you to be a 350-pound woman.
I wonder if it's going to be different for her.
Yeah. Do you think it'll be different, like, being a supermodel and then being a 350-pound woman?
Maybe she'll come to, like, I don't know, like a realization.
Yeah. Maybe she'll, like, really figure something out, and it'll upset her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she says, Tyra says that after they filmed this segment, that it was one of the most heartbreaking days of her life, and that she started to walk down the street, and within 10 seconds, up to 3 people looked at her, snickered, and start to point and laugh.
No, they didn't.
Mikey.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
You know, maybe it was all that cheesy makeup
she
had on.
Yeah, maybe it was that goofy fat suit you were wearing, Tyra Banks.
Yeah, maybe that's why they were pointing. Maybe they were pointing and laughing going, hey, honey, look, it's Tyra Banks in a big dopey fat suit. That's why they were pointing
being
and laughing.
Followed by a camera crew.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like, let's point at that and laugh, since that would be our natural reaction, honey.
Not conspicuous at all.
No.
Yeah.
Or conspicuous.
Whoa, that was not normal. That was not normal.
That's true. That's flat out.
Oh, man.
Can I buy a vowel?
Conspicuous.
Go ahead.
No. Yeah, that's going to air on Monday.
No.
Gee.
Yeah.
That made me more nauseous.
Oh, I can't believe it's light outside now.
What is this? Joey Buttafuoco Works Craft Services. What is that?
Oh, you are going to love this, dude. You are going to love this. So the headline that I'm reading this morning is that Joey Buttafuoco is now working with the Desperate Housewives. I guess he's working craft services. He runs a concession stand.
Tell people what craft services are.
He runs a concession stand that gives out protein shakes and ice cream to the stars of Desperate Housewives and Crossing Jordan.
Seriously?
On the ABC set. Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
You know, it's funny. It's funny because, you know, when we hear the story and we're like, really? It's come to that? It's like, well, he was famous because the chick he was cheating with shot his wife in the face.
Yeah, that's
why he was famous in the first place. It's not like it's like, oh, you mean the big movie star, Joey Buttafuoco, is now doing craft services?
Yeah, but still.
Guy's famous because his mistress, his like 16-year-old mistress, shot his wife in the face.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's very sad. So, I mean, it's not like it's the greatest shock in the world.
Okay, Sean, I think that's plenty of shots.
We got it.
I don't think there was that many shots involved.
Sean.
Or bombs.
Let's see. It's a guy suing Home Depot.
This is sad. Poor guy.
Why are you laughing, then?
Well, excuse me.
Excuse me.
I'm punchy. I haven't slept in many an hour.
Tell the story with a straight face. Don't do that. Look, you look like you're struggling to have a straight face.
Well,
Sky?
A gentleman from Denver, Colorado, has filed a lawsuit against the Home Depot.
Why?
Well, he was in the store and accidentally got glued to a toilet seat.
No,
I'm
man.
Sorry. And actually the toilet as well, and started asking for help, and all the people who worked there thought he was just being an idiot and no one would help him. And I guess the guy had recently had heart bypass surgery. And so
his heart fell out.
So he wasn't supposed to get worked up, but he's trying to get people to help him. And it was very upsetting to him. I guess, you know, I guess like 15, 20 minutes
went
by.
Why would it be upsetting to him that he glued himself to a toilet at the Home Depot and nobody wanted to help him out?
I guess he didn't glue
himself. What's so upsetting about that?
To the toilet. I guess he was maybe, I'm guessing, testing out toilet seats. And somebody, as a practical joke, put stuff on it.
For goodness sake, that's dumb.
Glue on it, and he sat in it on accident. And
that's,
I guess,
so cliche. Like, that really happened?
Yeah, it's so hackneyed and cliche. You know, that happens all the, like, a cliche. You know how a cliche is something that happens all the time?
Does it really happen that someone actually puts glue on a seat and you actually get
your butt
stuck to it?
No, it's very cliche.
Oh, you know what? It actually, now that I look at it, I guess he was actually in the bathroom at Home Depot. So it's not like it was a
bathroom.
Yeah, so it wasn't one of the toilets that was on the
floor.
He
wasn't testing toilets that were for sale.
No, it was.
That changes everything.
Well, because
Sky.
It sounds like his actual skin was stuck to the seat and it left abrasions when they had to rip the seat off of his arse. And so I guess be careful when you're using public restrooms.
That's sad.
Yeah, so
I'm glad I have, you know, like a heart about it.
But is that Home Depot's fault? I don't know.
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad that I can at least, you know, talk about the story with some dignity.
Yeah, because you never make fun of people.
That is for sure.
You never laugh at other people's expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Not Mikey.
As you know, Sky, I care.
Yeah, he doesn't laugh at their expenses, like rent. And
yeah, you know.
Car payments.
Insurance.
Stuff like that.
What's that, Sky?
It's not something to laugh at.
Is that the deal, Sky? I laugh at people's expenses?
Well, you think they're funny.
Yeah, you know, like insurance.
Well, yeah. SDG&E.
Yeah. hysterical. Cox Cable.
Yeah. Well,
that's a funny one.
Oh, that's a knee slapper.
Guess who just called in? P1 Lacey with a birthday update.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, she heard us talking about it and she wanted to call in.
P1 Lacey, are you there?
Hi, guys. It's P1 Lacey.
We've been on the air ever since we talked to you. We've still been on the air.
It's not your birthday anymore, Lacey.
No, it's not. No. Lacey called us yesterday, and she was upset because it was like 3 o'clock in the afternoon. She was upset because her boyfriend did not say happy birthday to her yesterday, and I said, why don't you relax because he'll probably do something for you.
What ended up 3 o'clock?
That was 3 o'clock. So what ended up happening?
Well, I came home from work, and there were candles and there were rose petals in the living room.
Wow.
There was a dinner for two set up, like, in the middle of the living room with pillows, kind of like Japanese style.
Aww.
Yeah.
Hey, Lacey, I hope you ignored that and called him a monster like Sky and Sean wanted you
to. Well, excuse me. Now, Lacey, do you think he had this planned all along, or he heard you call into the Mikey show yesterday?
Oh, yes, of course. How convenient.
Well, I haven't wanted to ask him, but that did run across my mind.
Yeah. No, we'll just think he's a good guy.
Well, we'll just know he is.
I'm very happy. There was a poem he wrote on the table.
Oh, please. Come on.
You're awful. You're an awful human being.
Monster.
Why is she a monster?
You are evil and awful.
Oh, my God.
I hope you feel horrible.
Well, listen, I mean, the guy, obviously this guy, all he wanted to do was share his love, and all she wanted to do was call in and beat him up.
He said he wanted it to be such a surprise that he didn't want me to even have a hint. You know, he said he set it up so that I would think that he forgot.
How convenient.
I feel bad.
It's like Hitler and then you, and it's close.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, stop it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. The problem is, Pol Pot, he hasn't heard the radio spot.
You're right up there. You're right up there.
That poor bastard. Right, Sean? Run.
Oh, stop it. He's lucky to have Lacey.
The Viet Cong.
God, you're
the VC and Lacey. You got black pajamas on right now?
You wearing tabby boots?
What?
Damn you.
Are you rubbing your bayonet in fecal matter?
Ew.
All right, Lacey, hey, listen, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I wish you the best.
Thank you.
You're awful.
I'm telling you, man, I need this time to go by quickly. I need this 3.5 to get done.
Yeah.
We're in the home stretch, man. We've been on the air for 24.5 hours. But I'm telling you, man, I am whipped.
One of your girls is calling in like 10 minutes.
No, not on my girls.
Yeah, one of your favorites.
I don't know who it is?
No.
Seriously?
No. Well, it's not on the schedule. Somebody that I confirmed late. You want to know?
Yeah.
Might fire you up a little bit.
I'm gonna guess who it is.
Okay.
Judy Garland.
Yes, you got it.
Wow.
Wow, good guess.
Unbelievable. From the grave.
How did you do it, dude?
Well, you know, I'm an Uber producer.
Uber.
And I have communication.
Eddie's the UP, dude.
That's right, baby.
He's the Uber producer. Is it Tori Spelling? No, into her I am.
You hate her.
Is it Candace Bergen?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to guess who it might be. Is it Faye Dunaway? I'm going to guess. You tell me if it's her. Is it Faye Dunaway?
No.
Is it Ellen Bernstein?
No.
Is it Barbara Hershey?
None of these girls.
It's
you
not
like.
Barbara.
You don't like any of these women.
Why are you doing this?
You don't
right
like
now?
Any of these women, and you're just naming names.
I actually want to know who's going to be on the show. So if you could be serious.
Is it Michelle Rodriguez?
Why are you saying that?
I'm guessing women that it could be.
God.
Is it Margaret Thatcher? Is it Margaret Thatcher?
Why don't we just spend the next 3 hours guessing?
That sounds like fun,
dude. That will burn up a good chunk of time.
Although she's calling in 10 minutes.
Mikey show. Hello.
This is
P1 Ron. Hi, Ron.
I just want to follow up on what Lacey said there about her boyfriend not wishing her happy birthday. Today's my fiance's birthday, and I sang her happy birthday 5 times in a row before I even got out of bed. She's almost ready for it.
How come five times? Why 5 times, bro?
Well, it just, you know, she had to roll out, so it five times was like, you know, I couldn't do it six because she was already out the door.
I know, dude, but don't you think that that's a little bit annoying five times?
You know what I did is I each time I sang it differently.
She pretended to love it every time.
I'm sure she loved it.
All right, that's cool. All right, dude, listen, you're a good person. I like you.
Thanks, man.
All right, man.
Bye, man.
We'll see ya. I'm going to sleep.
Oh, it's going to be so good, dude.
I'm going to sleep really good.
Oh, nice warm shower and straight
I think I'm going to do Eddie strategy and...
Barbecue some pork chops tonight? Is that what you're talking about?
Sleep till 6 and then make
yourself wake up. Barbecue some pork chops?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like some barbecue pork chops.
Mm.
I tell you what.
Mikey show.
Show.
Yeah.
Tell me, young man.
Yes?
I've only missed from like 10 to 1 o'clock. I hear that you guys are holding up pretty well. I just got a question, though. When I first moved here about a year ago, I asked you guys about the guys doing that, Do You Sound Hot? And I remember Sean telling me, dude, you're gay. We'll never do that. But then I heard yesterday when I was on the construction set, you guys were doing that for the guys. Is that true?
Yeah, we did it one time. We'll never do it again.
Oh, it was cool.
It was a miserable failure.
It was awesome.
And it was gay.
Great idea, sir.
It was not gay. It was good. You got to represent the homies once in a while.
Did you say the homos?
No, homies.
Yeah, that's what you would represent. Yeah, I said homies.
You want me to have guys on doing Do You Sound Hot?
It's for the girls.
Okay, fine.
Why are you
listen.
He's very worked up.
Listen. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
Don't know what to tell you, homie. Some of us who look good also sound good.
All right, listen. Well, why don't you take a listen to my voice and you can tell me what you think. You want to play? You want to play? Do You Sound Hot with the guys?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
so why don't we start right now? We'll play.
Do right now? I don't know. You know what?
We'll play. Do You Sound?
Oh, maybe
really?
You check that
well, okay.
What is going on?
Yes.
So dumb.
That was rad.
There's a congressman that's going to propose a fenced-in border with Mexico. Right, Sky?
Yeah, he's expected to, you know, unveil his whole plan today, but it's basically to build a fence along the entire border between the U.S. and Mexico. That's 2,000 miles worth of fence. They think it's going to cost about $8 billion to do.
Ooh,
And so, you know, obviously they want the fence to stop illegal immigration, but a Hispanic advocacy group says the fence isn't going to deal with the reason people cross. You know, they're trying to cross to get a better life. And just by putting a fence up isn't going to change that fact.
Isn't the fence just supposed to keep them out?
Yeah, but I guess what this group is claiming, it's not going to stop them from trying. You know what I mean? Like, they are driven to get into this country.
Yeah, they're going to still try. It's just that we're thinking it'll work in keeping them out.
Yeah, so, but of course, you know.
No, we're going to build a flimsy fence that doesn't work.
No,
that's the plan.
I think the Hispanic advocacy group, what they would hope for, instead of spending $8 billion to build a fence, spend $8 billion to, you know, better the lives of those people so they don't feel the need to cross the border. But,
well, we're going to better the life of all of Mexico?
I know. It doesn't, you know, it's not possible, unfortunately.
Sounds like a very lofty goal.
It would be nice, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't gonna happen.
I think that we should give gold and silver to every human on Earth, too.
That sounds nice, Mikey.
Mikey show.
Hey, this is T1 Beaner.
Hi.
I want to tell a good Mexican joke regarding borders and stuff like that.
All right.
I'm Mexican myself, so maybe give Mikey a kick.
All right. Go ahead.
What's up?
Okay.
I said go ahead. You can do it.
Why are there any Mexicans on the Olympics?
Why?
Because all the ones who could run, jump, and swim made it across the U.S. already.
All right. Got any more?
That's it. I mean,
I've heard that one.
Yeah, that's
I've heard that one. Like, I've only heard that one like a million times. Come on, you got another one, right?
Just wanted to live you guys up. I know you guys are tired and sleepy.
Come on, you got to have another one.
Okay, why do Mexicans like lowriders?
Why?
because on the way home, they could pick up cans.
Thank you. All right, thanks a lot. There you go.
I had not heard that one.
It's P1 Beaner there.
Oh, lovely.
Nicolas Cage is doing a 9/11 movie. Is this the first, like, Hollywood production of a 9/11 movie?
Yeah, I think from what I've read, there's two that have, like, just started production. And one is the Oliver Stone one, which is the one that stars Nicolas Cage. And so, you know, it's a big story right now because they're starting to shoot and, you know, all of that. And, you know, it's very sensitive, especially to the people in New York, yeah. You know, that these films be done right. It's important to them.
Yeah.
So
I just, you know, I think it should be a while.
You think it's too soon?
I'm not ready.
Yeah. Well, Nicolas Cage says that, you know, this film that he's doing with Oliver Stone is, you know, he thinks it's not as bad because it's really going to be focusing, like, on the human story of it and not, like, a big old destruction type of film. Cut 14.
Oliver and I have been trying to work together for many years. It hasn't happened, but I'm happy to say that we waited for this one because this one's so positive about the human condition. The buildings themselves really aren't exploited. I don't even think you see the skyline. It's more about what happened amongst this handful of men when the building came down, where they went to survive and how they coped.
Alice and I wanted to wait until Kal-El was born.
Mm-mm.
Before I began working on this kind of a film.
Yeah, so it should be out at the end of next summer. They're thinking August sometime.
Kal-El!
Mm.
Take that out of... Put that down. That, of course, is Nicolas Cage dealing with his infant son, Kal-El.
Oh, okay.
Tina is all fired up on line 4. Go ahead, Tina.
Hi, this is P1 Tina. You guys, you're talking about this Mexican thing. If they want in here so bad, then be American. If you want a better life, you're coming to America to be an American, be American. Don't try to make it into Little Mexico. Don't sit here. I mean, it's great to embrace your heritage. It's great to have, you know, pride and everything. But don't come here and sit here and wave Mexican pride, Little Mexico. Put your flags all over your cars and still fight to get in here. When you get here, be thankful that you got here, that the struggle was worth it, and be American. Don't be Mexican in America.
Sky.
How can you say it's great to have pride and be proud of your culture and then in the same breath say, but don't wave your flag around?
Listen, my grandfather came here. He's from Portugal. He's proud to be Portuguese, but he still struggled to learn the language. Be an American and have American stuff. He doesn't hide his social security number. He doesn't sit here and speak only Portuguese to people. He tried and he succeeded and he taught all of us to be prideful of our heritage, but to still be proud
and
of where
to not show
where
it.
You're from.
Be proud, but don't show it.
No, that's not true. You can still show it. We still show that we're Portuguese. We still admit we have Portuguese heritage, but you're an American. You're in America. Learn the language. Speak the language. Don't get pissed off at Americans because we don't speak Spanish.
Thank you.
Well, that's...
Thank you, Tina.
I wish I had the energy to delve into that.
I do not have the
energy.
Yeah,
I do not, but I would have a lot to say any other day of the week.
I am exhausted.
Oh,
P1 Brian.
Hey, good morning, Mikey.
Hey, man.
Hey, just about that 9/11 thing, don't you think that maybe the only movies they should be doing about that are documentaries?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's something you should in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, well, everyone's going to do what they're going to do, right?
I agree with that, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you guys have a good morning. Thanks for keeping us entertained all night.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Okay. last night, we had a blast watching those movies. We watched Lost with our audience.
Oh, that was fun.
What's really bizarre is that here it is, 6:45 in the morning, and the Lost thing doesn't seem like it was all that long ago.
No.
And it was a long time ago.
If you think about, like, a normal day... The night, we would have watched it, gone to bed.
Right.
Woken up, showered.
Right.
Come to work. And we would already been on the air.
Some of us stop at Starbucks before we come to work. Come in here, do your thing. You know what I mean?
That's bizarre to think about.
And we were
really
awake.
It puts it in perspective, man.
Yeah, it really does, Eddie, now that you say that.
Firstly, it really does.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Sky, but I feel like it really puts things in perspective.
Listen, Napoleon, it really does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet.
I mean, when you think about it, and you come in and you do a show for 28 straight hours, gosh, Sky.
Just go to the nurse, okay?
Dang.
What?
But my lips hurt real bad.
Just go to the nursing plan.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Yeah, can't you just bring me my chapstick?
Tina, come get your ham.
Gosh.
Tina, come get some ham.
You fat lard.
Okay.
Idiot.
Dang it.
Idiot.
Gosh.
Dang.
P1 Holmes is on the line.
Orale, Holmes.
Go ahead.
Hi, Mikey.
Katie?
Hi.
Yes,
Katie Holmes?
It's an exclusive.
Come on, break this down, Mikey.
Is this who you were talking about,
Katie? I didn't know you got Katie Holmes.
This is the girl I was talking
about.
Katie.
Wow.
Surprise.
Tell me this. First of all, how many carrots is that rock you put on your finger?
Yeah.
Well, it's not even one. It's like a half carrot.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, that's weak.
It's because he's a Scientologist. He's not into the big, gaudy jewelry.
Yeah.
No, I got a quick question for you.
Go ahead.
I had emailed you on what are your thoughts of... My husband and I have talked about it, and he wants to stay at home and build his Harleys. He already has a Harley right now, and we both ride on it. And his family is giving, and my family, are giving us hassle as to... Don't let him stay home and build the bikes. Make him work. Let it be both of us bringing in the money and not just me. And the
bless
thing
you.
Is I'm happy.
Mike.
I support him.
Good God.
You know, and it's
you.
The whole thing of everybody keeps on saying, no, let the man be the breadwinner. I'm happy with going out
can
and,
you
and bringing home the dough.
Listen to you, Holmes. Hey, Holmes.
Yeah.
Can you make enough money to sustain both of you?
Yes.
And you don't mind?
No, I don't mind at all. If that's what he would love to do, hey, if he can build me a bike to go along with the one that we got, hey.
I'll take a sugar mama. I
don't care.
I'm in, dude.
That's my exact situation right now. It makes us happier for my husband not to work and to come home angry every day and to
work
8 hours a day.
Yeah, but Sky,
he doesn't work. He just kind of does side jobs and enjoys what he does in his free time. And it works awesome for us.
Beats him over the head with a rock.
You know, lots of times we worry about what other people think. But, you know, it doesn't matter as long as we're happy
and
no one's taking advantage of anyone else.
Chokes him with piano wire.
She hits him over the head with a tortilla roller.
Stop it. I'm trying to give advice to this lovely lady.
She gives him pink bellies.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, you don't know what a pink
Eddie,
belly
give,
is?
Give Sky a pink
no,
belly.
No, I don't want one.
Hang on
whatever
a second. Holmes.
No.
Holmes, hang on a second. Eddie's going to give Sky a pink belly.
Does it involve my belly?
You had a pink belly?
I don't.
Can you not have a pink belly?
What are you doing?
Just let him show you.
What is he going to do to my tummy?
It's no big deal, trust me.
God damn it.
Wait.
Ski. Hey, the microphone up.
Move your hand. There you go.
Yeah.
Stop it!
Sorry, Holmes.
Do that
That's
to
not
me.
A problem.
Sorry, we had to give her a pink belly.
That's jacked up, but you go, girl.
She's never had one.
I like people.
Right,
give her
you.
Another one for me.
All right.
Hey, I was just trying to support you and help you.
Thank you, Holmes.
Kind of greasy, Sky.
Do you want Eric?
Oh.
You're greasy.
Eric, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, congratulations. You wore her out. It's the first time I've ever heard Sky too tired to be a beating. That last call with the Mexican Pride, that was awesome.
That's right, man. Sky, have you ever been too tired to beat somebody up?
Very rare.
Gosh.
Very rare.
Dang it.
So tired, dude. I just want to go 99.
Dang.
Dang.
Listen, Mikey.
Dude, that's Lucky. The impression you do that I like the most.
Yeah.
It's Napoleon's brother.
Yeah, Kip. Kip.
Listen.
Napoleon.
You're just punchy.
No, dude, that's funny.
Listen, Napoleon.
Damn.
The nurse. Okay. Stop calling. Just go to the nurse.
I need my chapstick.
I'm making a quesadilla. Say that line.
But my lips hurt real bad.
What?
You don't remember him saying that?
No.
Because that's Napoleon. Why he can't go pick Napoleon
I'm
up.
Quesadilla.
I'm making a quesadilla.
But I still love technology.
Get me out of here.
Man.
Mikey show. Oh, come on. Hello.
Hi. Is this 1035?
Yes. This is him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, go. What's up?
Sorry.
Peace out.
Yeah. Well.
I love the song. Is Rob still on the show?
I don't. Where is
I've been screening phone calls.
Oh, okay, dude, I'm just checking. Sorry, bro.
Don't get up in the shade. Listen, bro.
Let's not go crazy.
It's all good, okay? I don't want no problems out of you.
Jake Gyllenhaal says he is proud of the Marines.
We at war.
Now, this is the same guy.
We at war. We
called in during the election. It was campaigning for John Kerry, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
That is correct.
I'm out on you.
What? Come on.
Says he's proud of the Marines. Cut 10.
You got it, Sean.
I have such a kind of overwhelming admiration for what they do. When someone says to me, oh, you know, you're in that Army movie, right? I'm like, it's a Marine movie. Like, get it right. It's really important to me that the distinction is made. It's really important to me, and it was never like that before.
Wow. They used to spit in their face before, but now that I made a bunch of money playing along.
Nobody was spitting in their face. What's the basis? We ain't going nowhere but got suits and cases. A trunk full of rental car from Avis. My mama used to say only Jesus could save us. Well, mama, I know I act the fool, but I'll be gone till November. I got packs to move. I hope God show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
This song obviously doesn't do for me what that song from 8 Mile, Lose Yourself, did. But it's, you know, it's up there.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I like Kelly Clarkson.
I like my humps.
Oh.
We're just saying like songs we like, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool.